Greetings. Welcome to the second episode of The Everyday Leader, lessons you can use to build and grow your influence every day. I'm your host, Laura Thompson. This podcast is for everyone. There are so many resources out there for leaders of Fortune 500 companies, CEOs, and the like. But this podcast realizes that a leader is not someone who is defined by a title or someone who necessarily leads a large company. We're all leaders in some aspect of our life because leadership is influence and it starts with our attitude. It's how you conduct yourself in any aspect of your life. Sure, some leaders have titles. They've been recognized and promoted based on their past success and have elevated their career to a new level. And some leaders are spouses, coaches, teachers, classmates, athletes, neighbors. You name it, leaders come in many forms. I created this podcast to share decades of experience I've had in leadership and to provide guidance on how you can be a little better every day. We all know what compounded interest is. It's the result of investing your money and reinvesting the interest rather than spending it, so that in the end, after periods of growth and growth and growth, you have a giant, wonderful nest egg. At The Everyday Leader, we focus on small daily improvements that over time will lead to large and wonderful results. Compounding small efforts, small improvements over time results in amazing results. You deserve wonderful results. You deserve the best. Yes, you. Believe you deserve it and the universe will serve it. Hey, last week we talked about the mindset of a leader. Your mindset is your attitudes, beliefs, and expectations, and these are what drive your behaviors, and your behaviors are what get you your results. Simply put, if you want better results, adopt a better mindset. Willie Nelson says, once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you'll start having positive results. And we discussed three steps to leveling up your mindset. One, find out what the most successful do. Two, change your self-talk. Daily affirmations. They're corny at first, but they are so powerful. And finally, three, walk the talk. When you're living the best version of yourself, you inspire others to learn the best versions of themselves. Sounds like leadership to me. But listen, changing beliefs is hard. Years and years of programming went into your current beliefs. Like they say with losing pregnancy weight, it took you 9 months to put on the weight. Give yourself at least that much time to take it off. The same with your beliefs. It will take a lot of new thinking, new programming, maybe even new friends to eliminate old beliefs that were getting in your way and adopt new beliefs that unleash your true potential. As Brian Tracy says, you begin to fly when you let go of self-limiting beliefs and allow your mind and aspirations to rise to greater heights. So now we have a leader's mindset. We are working on replacing our limiting beliefs with more positive beliefs, and so we must start working on our actions. Why? Because again, our mindset fuels our actions, and our actions fuel our results. If we want different results than what we've had, then we need different actions. You've heard the saying, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. New results require new actions. What actions? Well, back to that compounded interest theory, right? Sure, massive actions may get us massive results. But is it sustainable? Or is it even repeatable? What we're looking for is small actions over time that will build into massive results in a more sustainable way. There's a great book out there called Atomic Habits by James Clear. By atomic habit, he means a small habit. And he says, habits are the compound interest of self-improvement. So there's two buckets of habits we really need to look at. When we talk about habits, most people think of, oh, habits are something I need to start. But habits can also be something you need to stop, right? Perhaps you've got some habits getting in your way of success. So you can reach your goals by establishing a new habit or by building on the good habits you already have. And you can reach your goals by eliminating bad habits. So it's not necessarily what you're going to start doing. Maybe it's what I'm already doing that if I do more of, I'll attract more success. Or what am I doing now that if I stop doing, will get me more in line with my goals and aspirations? To illustrate these, let's say I want to be a better leader, and I know that leaders are readers. Every January, I get bit by the New Year's resolution bug, and I buy a new book and dive all in. I also really enjoy binge-watching Netflix's most popular shows, and some nights watch as many as 3 episodes in a row. All right, I already have a good action. I read a book in January, but it's not really a habit yet, right? If I took this one thing and built on it until it was a habit, would you agree that I'd attract more success as a leader? Of course. So another thing we learn in Atomic Habits is that you do not rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. So my buy a book every January wasn't a very good system, was it? No. So what if I changed my system and now I sign up for a book club that sends me a book a month? Now I have some skin in the game and maybe one step closer to making this a habit. Now what if I go one step further and dedicate 15 minutes every morning to reading first thing when I wake up? Do you see a system forming here? My system has a why. I desire to be a better leader. It has a what. Leaders are readers. And it has a how. Have a book delivered every month and commit to reading 15 minutes every morning, first thing when I wake up. Also, we can get better results by stopping habits that are in our way of success. What about my Netflix habit from this example? What if I stopped this habit and filled that time with new, more productive activities built with a success system? Of course I would start seeing new results. What time-wasting habits do you have? What can you replace those with to get new results? So sure, some of you might be thinking, this example sounds a little too simple. Yes, but what is simple is not necessarily easy, right? Simple said, not so easy do. This is where I think so many people get held up in the world of self-improvement. They think that changes or goals have to be monumental or they're not worthy. So this paralyzes them with fear. It's too big. It's too much. So many limiting beliefs form. But when you break it down to the small, atom-sized pieces, you can start to see how the changes can be possible. Here's 2 last quotes from Atomic Habits to sum it up. If you want better results, then forget about setting goals. Focus on your system instead. And every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of The Everyday Leader. Please like, share, and subscribe to this podcast to cultivate the leader within you. When you are living the best version of yourself, you inspire others to live the best versions of themselves. That is everyday leadership. This has been Laura Thompson. I leave you with my favorite quote from John Quincy Adams. If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader.